You're listening to Am I Cancelled?
So put your headphones in, tune out the world, and get cancelled with us.
Hello.
Hi again.
It's you.
It's always me.
Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular. Am I right? There's plenty to celebrate this year. ... We're going to go over all the fantastic things that has happened this year, because that's how you end the year off.
2020 wrap up.
But first we have to get to know, first of all, Tori's here. Tori, who I've interviewed before. Everybody loves Tori. And we got to catch up with Tori. I'm going to keep saying Tori, apparently.
You got podcast. This. Wait, that's my name. I almost forgot.
Hey, Tori.
No. Yeah, that's me.
What's up? I always stop during the silence. Anyway. I want to know how your apartment's doing. How's that going?
I guess you know that I moved a little while ago.
Right? I do know that.
You know everything, but not quite everything. But like almost everything.
Enough.
You know enough about me. No, I moved into a basement suite, actually. I was in a house before, and now I'm in a basement suite.
Yeah.
I lived with all females. Now I live with, I say all males, but then I would be male. So I guess I am the one woman in a house of dudes.
I mean, you can pretend.
I could.
If you want.
I could just mix it up for a little bit and be like, yeah. Wouldn't that be like if we were all, you know, kind of like clownfish, where like when you moved houses, you had to all pick one gender for a bit?
I don't like that. No. I don't think I like that.
I think it would be entertaining.
So how's it going there?
I'm good, though. I moved and life's chill. This is the cleanest background I could have. You don't want to see the rest of it.
Yeah, where are you at in unpacking land?
I'm honestly like mostly fine. There's just a couple boxes of like some audio things that I need to unpack and then actually figure out. I have like not one, but two mixers that I have been lent/given. It's complicated.
Yeah, there's also, then, you know, a second reason that I invited you on here. Well, a myriad of reasons,
if you
will.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about my moving all the time and, like, my roommate, how I'm basically living the New Girl life right now. You know that TV show, New Girl?
Yes. I don't watch it.
My roommate pointed that up. If I had bangs, I actually could totally pass for Zooey Deschanel.
There you go.
But I have curly hair, so it's impossible.
I've seen that comparison somewhere before.
Yeah?
Nope.
Like me?
Yeah, I thought so.
Probably.
Maybe.
I feel like I can have me compared to her a couple times in other situations. Now they all can visualize a really cute Zooey Deschanel with curly hair at home.
Perfect.
You're welcome. You're welcome, listeners.
Maybe one day I'll get video going again. I mean, we both have video going right now. I'm just not recording it.
I look terrible. Wait, let me put some makeup on.
No.
I'm
not recording video. It's too much work. I don't have the proper computer to edit video. That's the only reason. I'm not doing it right now.
Totally fair.
One day,
my laptop. I made sure it could do everything when I bought it, even though I don't know how to do everything yet.
So are you happier in your environment?
Once I figure out these poo walls and make them not poo color, it will be better. They look great in this video because the lighting is kind of weird, but it's like a really weird browny beige that's just gross. And there's like, it's just bad. You can't even see the other walls that have all these like filled in patches and stuff. So I'm going to be painting the walls hopefully this weekend a nicer color. So that'll be better. Overall, yes, my new living situation. My room is huge. My corn snake lexicon is happy.
No.
Everything's good.
Yes. Anyway.
All the time. I moved like 30 times in my goddamn life.
I'm up there. I'm up there with you.
Like more than once a year.
I regret most of them. I think this move a couple years ago was one of the only ones that I didn't regret. So
nice.
Yeah. So what does a Canadian do for Christmas? What syrupy traditions do you keep?
I do eat pancakes every Christmas morning and like mimosas with my family. So I guess they do that, but I don't know if that's just breakfast is just like a family thing. I don't know if that's a tradition or like a Canadian thing.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Like, what
we
do you,
make snowman.
Do you have any plans this year?
I am going to be seeing my family for like a gift exchange in the park, like socially distance, because on a Vancouver, so BC is on sort of a, like a household like lockdown. Like you're not really supposed to be socializing with people outside your own house. They extended it to January. So technically Christmas should not be happening, but I imagine a lot of people still, unfortunately, will probably do that kind of thing.
You can't take away Christmas. I mean,
I know. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. We'll probably do some virtual games and then we'll go have like a park gift exchange. But yeah, no Christmas dinner with my family for the first time in my life, which is crazy. I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do there, but that's fine.
We're supposed to be pretending that it is Christmas because that's when this episode's going to drop, but that's fine.
Oh, today is Christmas.
It's Christmas,
yes, right,
guys.
I am in the park with my family right now.
I'm currently
super happy.
I'm building a snowman right now. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
So, Board Game Bitch is coming out.
Yeah,
today,
that's true.
Christmas,
you're better at
wink.
Segueing than me. I'm like talking about everything but that, and that's the reason I'm here. Hey guys, guess what? I'm launching a new show. It's happening right now. Today is the day.
Board Game Bitch. Do you want to talk about maybe what you discuss in the episode, your first episode that you
sure.
dropped?
Sure. Yeah. So, Board Game Bitch is a podcast where, if you can't guess from the title, I'm going to talk about board games.
Bitch,
and I'll probably swear and be sassy because that's how I am as a person.
It's perfect.
My first episode, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite board games, which is Dominion. And a lot of people have heard of it in the board game world. Like, it's a pretty big one. It's not Magic the Gathering, but it's a similarly mechanics kind of game.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of expansions. My mom, who's also a big board gamer, when I introduced her to it, she like got obsessed and she almost bought like every expansion ever on the computer. Cause like there's like an internet version. Then they sold it to America and then Americans were like, you can't have it now. And then we all got really mad in Canada and we almost went to war with you. I'm kidding. Big news, that did not happen.
I love the memes. I love the memes every time it's spoken about America going to war with Canada. And it's always memes like with one Canadian guy riding in on a moose or something. Yeah. It's always something like that.
That
love
would be
those.
Dope. The moose are not here. They're up way more north than where I am.
You know, you're breaking the illusion.
I'm sorry.
You're a Canadian girl. You say A and a boot.
A boot. I don't. I wish I did. Actually, I don't think I know anyone who does say a boot. Maybe in the prairies.
So is that the only topic that you bring up in your podcast? Are you just talking about that game?
That's the only game. I'm going to talk about it in 100 different episodes. No, I'm going to talk about a variety of board games. And that's just my favorite one to start with. I'll start some big ones that I have heard of and like most board gamers have. But I feel like I also want to appeal to the non-board game person who just wants to learn more.
Yeah.
And then go into sort of the mechanics of board games and a little bit of just learning about that. Because, you go to a board game store, you like read the box. It's like, it's a card drafting, area control, co-op, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's like, I don't know what that means. And I don't even know if I like it. and so I kind of want to break those words down as well. So be educational in that regard and having fun. I hope at some point potentially doing some interviews with people in the board game industry. I've got a couple of connections.
Like me. Yeah.
You know about board games? Or people just like board games?
No. What, didn't we discuss me coming on and just being like the anti-board game person?
Oh, you hate board games.
I don't hate them. I just am not. I want to come on and like play a character where like everyone hates me every time I come on the show.
Some evil,
it just
super
sounds
villain.
Like so much fun.
What's the wrestling guy that like Vince or something?
Vince McMahon? Oh, like,
that what guy? Yeah, isn't he? Doesn't he do that? He's like the CEO of like
or
something, but he makes himself this really big evil bad.
Yeah, it's called
guy.
A heel. There's heels and there's baby faces, and the heels are the evil ones. Are you interested?
Is that a wrestling thing?
Yep.
Please teach me more of this ridiculousness.
No, I'm not.
I think it's hilarious. Kayfabe, all that. I do know a little bit about it, mostly from John Oliver because he talks about him in an episode. Yeah. And then also just for some other weird ways that I've heard about it. Actually, yeah, I have like a book on like a graphic novel about Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant, yes. Andre the Giant.
Andre?
I'm sorry.
What?
I should be saying it right. I speak French. I just forgot.
So,
I've had one cup of coffee today.
I told you to have at least six by this time.
BRB.
Oh, my goodness. So, where can people find this podcast?
Board Game Bitch exists in the internet today, Christmas Day.
Not today.
Before Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's going to be on I need to figure that out, actually. So it's actually launching a pre-launch with the network that I'm on, the Cape Goblins. So it won't be on all the podcast apps yet. It'll be like, I think, special access before it goes like live to the rest
of
the
public. Do I get special access? Aren't I like the press? Shouldn't I be able to hear it?
I'll find a way to I'll get you to review an episode for me. Like the you know when you get like before the book's published, people are talking about it. You can be a special
review copy. I need a review copy.
Yes.
So I can talk about it.
Absolutely.
If I don't get this, I'm going to be mad. Like, I just want you to know.
For Christmas, I'm giving you my podcast.
So Board Game Bitch will be released on December 25th.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the way to do it.
Sorry. I can't. So you are brand new to this format of the show, and you don't know that first I want to talk about, did you listen to the episode that we did together, the interview?
I believe I did, yeah.
You think you did?
No, I'm trying to remember. I just did a whole bunch. I've listened to so many podcasts the last little bit, so I'm like, my brain has forgotten what I listened to.
I was the unique person, remember, who didn't ask you the same questions. Yes, I'm very 100%. Special.
I listened to it the second you sent it to me, I think, in my bed.
Thank you so much for saying that, because, you know, I like to give compliments. You know, unlike the normal person, I love to be complimented. So,
it's true. Everyone else hates
What did you think about it, even though you don't even know what it is anymore? What was your reaction to it?
Besides listening to myself on a podcast?
Yeah. Besides my like awesome editing skills and my professional timbre and my beautiful voice. You know, I interviewed an Australian and he said, wow, you have such a voice for radio too. Good job.
You actually do. I can say the same thing.
Oh my goodness. You know, compliments. I'm so bad at taking them. Keep going. No.
No, you really do. I was listening to it. I was like, I don't think I have a good voice at all. I'm always like, I've had the odd compliment in my voice and I'm always like, yeah, but you're lying. But okay.
It's different. It's weird and probably a little sexist, but it's different. Like men, you have to have a good voice for broadcasting. Women, it's a little different.
I mean, there are podcasts I listen to where like one of the female co-hosts has the most annoying voice, and I absolutely like unfortunately find myself unable to listen to them just because something in their voice is just tweaks in my brain. Not often, but once in a while, I don't know if it's a microphone or something else, or like an accent specifically that irks me. Once or twice I've come upon that.
I've been told I have a very plain accent.
Actually, yeah, I have a similar accent to you, and that's like a media accent. It's one of the easier ones to understand. Like people when I go traveling, they're like, wow, you speak English, and I'm not totally confused. Whereas like people with British accents, like, or other ones, like people get like, I don't understand. And like, even I've met an Irish or Scottish person with a really strong accent and being like, oh, we're speaking the same language? I don't think we are.
It's actually depressing. You know what upsets me is the arrogance of not only British people, but also you guys over there in Canada land with you adding extra U's to words that don't belong there.
Took the goddamn U out.
Because it doesn't need to be there. There's no reason for it.
You know what? You and Noah Webster can go be sad with all of your U-less words, and you can take the ER and you can flip it and just, it's going to be ERE for me forever, all right?
I'm very happy.
You don't just change French words like that.
Well, I think you just feel like it makes you more important to spell it with extra letters.
Everybody spells it that way.
You.
Everybody.
I'm just, at least
the etymology of the word.
At least Canadians don't get too ridiculous with it, with the whole aluminum and aluminium and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what? True. That's saying, you know what, I'm better than you. That's what that is right there. And I take offense to it every time. did you listen to the message I accidentally sent to my British friend? Or I was trying to send to my British friend, but I sent to you. Did you listen to that audio message?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Wait.
You sent me
an audio message? Oh, on WhatsApp.
I did. Yeah.
No, I did not listen to it. Good. I don't listen to things when people tell me not to listen to them.
Well, I didn't say that, but good, because it was me.
You said you sent it to me by mistake, so I just didn't listen to it.
It was
I honestly hate them anyway, so I don't like listening to them.
Good. Because it was me, like, trying to imitate a different British person and being like, where's this accent from? Can you tell me what this is from? Like, what happened here? And I'm just like, oh! Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, now I just want to go listen to it. I feel like I need to play it for everyone.
Nah, it's a little bit of a... I won't go into it.
Okay, fine.
So...
You're lucky my phone is dying right now. It's at like 3% charging.
Because you need to not be distracted during this. Now, what I was going to say is you're brand new to this format. And what you don't know is that there is also a theme song for the show.
Oh, my God.
Besides the intro. And so
we
always have to play it. So we're going to play it right now and then jump back in like we didn't even talk yet. And we're going to jump into our topics here.
Sounds great.
Let's do it.
This is going to be an awesome show.
Yeah. Techno.
So techno. I feel like I'm in like a DDR thing.
It's gone through so many evolutions, and by that I mean one evolution. It was initially like very dreary. And then when it came to my second co-host, it was a different vibe. So I was like, I need something that's like really hype and like happy. Anyway.
I do feel like I'm on like one of those little up, down, left, right dance things.
We're here to talk about what's happened this year. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I did? I went on Wikipedia for not the main, like, not the worldly events that's happened so far. What I decided to do was to go onto Wikipedia and look at what's happened in Canada in 2020.
Oh.
Because I didn't want you to feel like I was discriminating against Canadians. Because I'll be honest, like, the events that is the main list there, it's very American heavy. So.
As everything is.
Yeah. I mean, we are, like, the most important country. But I don't want you to feel left out. So let's go ahead and we'll start in January and see what's happened in Canada.
Is it just Canada?
This is just Canada. Oh. I keep wanting to say Canada.
You really do.
So look, January 5th, Canada defeats Russia 4-3 to win gold at the 2020 World Junior Ice Hockey Championships. And I know you love sports. So I wanted to add that one in especially for you. Even though I didn't add it in, it was on the Wikipedia page. You get what I'm saying? Look, this is a very sad list too, and I blame you for that. But 57 Canadians and approximately 80 others traveling to Canada killed after Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 was shot down by Iran shortly after takeoff. I forgot
that happened this year.
Yeah, right at the beginning of January.
That's so sad.
I mean, it's going to be, I'm starting to think about this and thinking about how reading this list, a lot of it is, there's not really a lot to say about it. There's a lot, it's just going to be a lot of, that was sad. I feel like that's going to be like the list. Like, how do we expand on like tragedies?
we just be sad about it.
That's good. You know what? This is December 25th is known as the Day of Sadness. So let's keep going.
Merry Christmas. This year sucked. All right.
Look, January 12th, a nuclear alert is erroneously sent out to all Ontario residents after the Pickering nuclear generating station experiences anomalies. Do you know about that? You know that happened?
I think I vaguely knew about it. I vaguely recall something about it. Yeah.
I
know there was also a bunch of emergency alerts practiced over here, and then I didn't get a lot of them on my phone, so I was like, all right, when it actually happens and it's real, I'll just die. That's fine.
That's kind of how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Start of national pipeline protest across the country?
Mm.
No, okay. we'll get something that you'll take, you'll pick the ball up and you will run with it. I promise.
Currently, it's just you telling me the news. I'm just listening to
January
the news.
25th.
Again, the news that I already lived through.
Well, I thought you would have a unique perspective being a Canadian.
No.
Okay. Well, January 25th, the country confirms its first COVID-19 case in Toronto.
Woo-hoo. I don't know why I'm saying that. That is not a woo-hoo thing. That is a boo thing.
Oh, boy. You're canceled. That is a big boo. You're on the right show because you're getting canceled right now.
I don't know what to say. This is just sad.
You know what's fun is that it's making me want to keep going even though I know it's not working. February 21st, Ontario teachers held a one-day province-wide strike.
That's probably something I can win, right? That's like a good thing. That means they were fighting for better rights.
What was the outcome? Do you know?
I'm not Ontario. I'm not from Ontario.
Well, come on. Have some country pride. What are you doing? March 6th.
My sister's birthday. Woo!
Okay. Well,
she turned 21 this year and we went to Cuba. There you go. There's something good that happened.
Okay, but then I'm going to read this.
I'm not excited.
Canada's first COVID-19 death is recorded in North Vancouver.
Oh, dear. Oh, actually, yes. We had the first outbreak in a care home here, which was a really big bummer. And that's why we had the most deaths in the beginning.
So because of your sister's birthday, that happened.
I don't think it's her birthday.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry. But I was just trying to connect the dots there. I guess I misspoke.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. March 8th, Yukon permanently ends daylight savings time.
I think we might also have finished ours. Oh. Or like this year or next year. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. You guys are just like not team players with the rest of the world.
No, I think it's because the U.S. did it first. I think like California or like Washington.
I don't keep up with these things either.
No, I think you guys in the U.S. were doing something funky. And so we were like, now we also have to do something funky because half our time zone is in like a disagreement.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? You're right. I'm going to give that one to you.
I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain it started down there.
So, April. We're to April. My birthday is April 12th. We skip right over that. Mm-hmm. And we go to April 18th and 19th, where a series of shootings and arson attacks takes place in various Nova Scotia locations with 23 people killed.
I forgot that also happened just this year. That was a really big bummer. Yeah.
We're not done.
No,
April 26th, a large flood hits Fort McMurray, forcing 13,000 people to evacuate. No? Okay.
I am totally paying attention. Yes, that was sad.
Who are you talking to?
No, nothing. I was going to...
What are you doing?
I was going to Google good news in 2020 in Canada, because I wanted to be like, but look, this good thing happened.
You can do that. I will allow that.
Okay, I'm going to
Here's a good thing. Here's
I'm listening.
Here's a halfway good thing.
But okay. I just wanted to... I feel like this list is biased.
It's just... a Wikipedia thing of what happened in 2020 in Canada.
I know, but everything is bad.
No, this is good. This is this shows solidarity of Canada with the United States, okay?
Okay. All right.
Protests across Canada began in solidarity with Americans protesting the death of George Floyd and against police issues and racism in Canada. See?
Those protests were pretty good, actually. And they did a lot of social distancing type stuff, which was good. Like, they protested, but they protested well and safely.
We didn't here. We decided masks were for losers here.
Well, actually, we had a couple of those, too. But
yeah, the
protesters did good.
Keep up with Canada. Did you guys break things in your own provinces?
Actually, I don't think I heard of any protests that got violent in Canada.
Very interesting.
Which, that is kind of strange, because I remember hearing about all the U.S. ones, even though the number of violent ones versus nonviolent ones was way lower. Like, there was just as many peaceful ones, if not more. And yet, your news media only covered, like, the worst ones.
My news media. How dare you?
Well.
How far is Ontario from you?
Like 5,000 kilometers or something. I don't know. It's pretty far.
Well, I'm going to skip this page then.
Is it all Ontario news?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're just like, she's going to hate me because this is not... I mean, it's still my country, so I'm sure I know about it, but it's like...
Certainly this will be upsetting to you, and it was August. We're going to August now, August 17th. The Canadian Football League cancels the 2020 CFL season.
Oh my God, the CFL is the most important CFL.
I knew that you were really upset about that.
I know about all of the teams and stuff.
Teams, yeah. Go.
Oh, man.
Canada teams.
The CFL is the football league, right?
That is where a lot of times it's where people who aren't good enough to go to the NFL, they move to Canada and go to the CFL.
at one point, you know, we have, so the CFL is tiny, right? It's like 6 or 8 teams or something. It's quite small. But at one point, there was actually 2 CFL teams with the exact same name.
I'm not kidding. You guys also have Monopoly money. So, like, I'm not surprised.
Australia started it, and we just copied them because it looked like fun.
I can't take it seriously. It upsets me.
Well, your money is just paper.
Well, yeah, but at least it looks like grown-up money.
Every single time I pay for something in the U.S., they got to, like, look aggressively at my bills.
Yeah, of course they do, because you're coming from Canada, and who knows what you're doing? Who knows what you're up to?
Right.
They can tell by your heavy Canadian accent that you have.
So much so, clearly.
Oh, let's find a good one here. And by good, I mean another one.
Another one.
Oh, boy. Ooh, Saskatchewan. Let's talk about Saskatchewan.
It's pronounced Saskatchewan.
That's what it says, and I decided to make it... I thought if you take it and make it singular, then it's at one Saskatchewan.
No, it's Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan! There's a song called about a band, or a band that made about that place.
This is talking about how it was a majority government for the Saskatchewan party.
They have their own party? Oh, random.
You no live idea. In Canada.
Yeah, but like Canadian news is boring. This like we
really? Because I think we are on a roll here.
Okay, yeah, ask. No. This has all been very bad. You're right. Kidding. A lot of things have happened.
No, this but, is like, awful. This whole
Saskatchewan thing was pretty boring.
This bit that we are smack dab in the middle of is horrible. Like
we're only halfway through.
People, I mean, yeah.
Let's do a fast paced one. Just launch them off.
Okay, ready? We'll go through September right now. 2020 Toronto International Film Festival. That's all it says. That's it happened.
Cool. Nice.
Tampa Bay Lightning win the Stanley Cup in Edmonton after defeating the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of the 2020 Stanley Cup Finals.
Lame. Okay.
October. It just says 2020 Polaris Music Prize awarded. What does that mean?
I'm guessing it's one of Canada's like weird obscure awards. We have a couple, and I always forget about them.
Only American award shows mean anything, but also they don't mean anything to us.
Oh, it's a Canadian music award.
Okay.
Best full-length album. Okay. Yeah, that's one. I'm not a big into music person, so I wouldn't have known that anyways.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you there. October, British Columbia general election held, resulted in a new Democratic majority government.
Woo! That was actually interesting. And also, I didn't know about that because I live here.
2 people are killed and 5 injured in Quebec City stabbing. I was not laughing at that. I was laughing at you. just to clarify.
For clarifying. Yeah, that was a bummer as well.
Okay, now we're in November. We're getting close. We're almost done.
My birthday.
When's your birthday?
I turned 25 on November 7th.
November 7th. We're going all the way to the 24th. We skipped your birthday. I'm sorry.
Didn't even get to do anything. Yeah. Go ahead. That's
so
fine.
We skipped your, you skipped your birthday
I'll
in real life.
I'll have 25 again next year.
What a woman. What a woman you're being. How dare you? You're Shut probably up. Actually like 35 and you just told me like you're younger. What a woman. How dare you? So Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland. And Labrador will temporarily leave the Atlantic bubble due to the latest wave in the pandemic.
Mm.
Is that exciting? Are we getting excited yet? Are we having fun?
I mean, so much fun.
December, all right? Yukon officials announce a mask mandate and urge people to stay home amid a risk of rise of cases.
Yeah, Yukon was doing better than other provinces like at one point. Or not, like they were kind of aggressively applying measures even though they had very low cases, which was kind of good to see.
Good. So we're to the, okay, 2 days later, COVID-19 pandemic, the Quebec government cancels a plan to allow Christmas gatherings of up to 10 people amid a rise of cases.
Yep.
Alberta reports 1,854 new COVID-19 cases, a single day record.
Sorry, how many?
1,854.
I heard Alberta wasn't doing very well, so I'm not surprised.
December 7th, Prime Minister Trudeau says that the country will receive 240,000 doses of Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine candidate by the end of the year. Speaking of vaccines, Miss Rude Mouth over here.
Vaccines.
So we
I
were
know exactly where this is going.
You should. You were a part of it.
Yes, this was literally like yesterday.
I got on the old WhatsApp yesterday, and I decided to send a message / text. Is it texting for WhatsApp? Is that?
I think it's a text. No, it's a message because it's not. It's on the internet.
Or is it a text message?
No, Jeez. It's not a phone number.
So I decided to send you a message. Technically, it's a phone number. It's, okay,
no, we're but done. It's like, let's get off through of this. The internet.
Let's get off of this. Okay, so I send you a message, and it's basically just like, "Hey, ready to do the thing tomorrow? Christmas spectacular, here we come!" And you said yes or something. And
I said, no, you said everything's terrible,
and yes, or like this is where we go.
Only bad things happened.
And I said it's kind of depressing. Like I said, I wanted to review the year, and it's kind of depressing because only bad things happen. And you said what?
I said we got the vaccine, and that was a good thing.
And I said, but it's still killing people, so it's still kind of bad.
But then I said it's not killing people, and then I threw some science at you.
Let me tell you exactly how you phrased it, though.
I don't know what I said. I forget. Hold up. I was not trying to be rude. I was just correcting you.
Okay, it was okay. Hold up.
He's going to read it and be like, oh, yeah, she's just totally fine. She's just letting me know, and I'm easily offended.
You said, okay, the first thing you said is fine, okay? You were correcting me. You said, because I didn't do any research on this. I was just saying, like, hearsay crap. And but it wasn't, like, we weren't sitting here having a scientific conversation. So.
No, but you said that it is killing people, which is like, this causes that, just the way you phrased it.
Yes, it was awful phrasing and just kind of trying to get across the point that things are still awful, I guess, I was trying to do. And then you said the vaccine didn't kill anyone, to my knowledge. Any deaths were common occurrence and rates that were normal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is the case.
You're right. And I said, I didn't look into it, to be honest. I think someone said something in the background of a phone call, and it must have just stuck with me. And you said, well, I encourage you to fact check your hearsay.
And I said it was like a winky face.
Winky face was so condescending. It was so condescending.
I was teasing you. I was like, well, you should look things up before you say them.
And then I responded by saying,
and then he was
I
sad.
Called you Spicy McSpice.
I mean, I feel like, yeah.
It was a little spicy. Come on. You were being a little spicy when you texted back.
A little bit.
It wasn't all like playful. It was also like, hey, stop saying dumb shit also. And don't spread that around anymore because you idiots. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what causes people to then be like, I'm going to avoid it. And like all this stuff. That's why it's like word of mouth, even if it is just word of mouth, is like the best free advertising, right, for a company. But also like the most dangerous news source.
Yeah. But I wasn't like, you know. Again, my defense.
What if I believed you?
Then I guess you would write an article about it. But also, I know that you have already written an article about the vaccine recently.
Yeah, I actually did that like just before your text messages, so I knew literally almost everything about it.
How dare you? How dare you condescend to me just because you just did research and I haven't yet? How rude! That's so rude.
I'm canceled. It's fine.
You are canceled. So
canceled.
Beyond that, do you have any good news from Canada? Did you find anything?
Yeah, I've got really long articles that take way too long to read. So,
I just went for bullet point things.
Well, just give me half an hour here to do some research.
We'll just sit in silence for a half hour.
No, it's fine. Here, this is a list. It's like good news stories from all around the world, but I don't think it's all from 2020. And it was like, I don't know, like bird-friendly wind turbines, a big ad that won't go away. Reducing food waste.
Anyway, so
it's very, very small things.
You know what? But
they happened. The point is they happened, and that's what matters.
Increase of production in the syrup mines.
Probably. I don't know. Right. Maybe. Wait, that's actually something that happened, or are you just guessing? We don't have syrup mines. You're pulling my leg.
Wow.
Syrup comes from trees.
That took way too long.
Yeah, it did.
Look,
I was totally...
Look, okay.
Multitasking is not good for me. I'm going to close these things. I give up.
I mean, Canada is Canada. And that's really what we have to say about it, right? The whole world. It's like Canada's just Canada. Like, we don't really hate Canada ever. Yeah. No one really hates Canada. Canada's just kind of there doing its own thing.
True.
They have their monopoly money. They have their citizens saying a boot and stuff like that. And that's just how it is. And it's just a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Canada. We also make some dope-ass craft beer. Fantastic wine if you go to, like, Penticton and the wineries out in further BC. Like, award-winning wineries. And
You know what you're known for. Stop.
Maple syrup.
Yes, stop it.
But, like, we have a lot of other really good exports as well.
But who really... Who? If someone says word association, Canada, most very likely someone's going to say syrup. Like,
like probably, yes.
Syrup or Tim Hortons. Go get it.
Unfortunately.
But you informed me, I believe you informed me, that Tim Hortons has gone downhill. And
it's very terrible.
Sad to hear that.
Tim Hortons is canceled.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
What's not good?
What's that? What's the poutine? Poutine. I've never had it, and I want to try it. It seems
my
like
God.
Fun.
You need to try poutine. It's fantastic.
I mean, we don't just have poutine factories all over here like you do in Canada.
Yeah, like every single fast food place has like poutine, even ones that shouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be interesting to like have you go to like chain restaurants and see what's different that you have that we don't have, and then I could be jealous. Like Taco Bell, what do you guys got going on over there? McDonald's?
No tacos. Not a single taco in Taco Bell.
That seems blasphemous, honestly.
I'm kidding. I don't know what they have, though. There's a lot of differences.
Do you guys still have your potatoes in your Taco Bells?
I don't know. I don't go to Taco Bell. We have hardly any of them.
Are you vegan, vegetarian person?
I eat less meat than... I think isn't that, like I don't eat a lot of meat, but I do eat meat. But I cut down for the environment and
for
also
the
health.
Environment. Yes. I appreciate
that. Well,
the
amount that Americans eat compared to like the 50s is stupid.
Well, first of all, we don't need your back talk right now. Honestly, if we wanted to take over Canada, we could. We just don't.
We burnt down the White House actually at one point.
When?
So we've gone to war and we won.
When was that?
Before Canada existed, but the people of Canada and the groups
you can't
here
claim that.
Did it. No, we totally did.
Yeah, but you can't claim that. I mean, what are you doing?
It was like the War of 1812 or something.
1812? What do you... No, you don't get to claim that. All right. You know what? I'm going to depress you some more. Here's how the world started off 2020. And actually, this started back in December 2019. It was the Australian bushfires. That's how we kicked off 2020.
Australia was burning. Koalas were sad. Everybody was upset.
Oh man, those pictures were awful.
They were the worst.
Ugh.
I have a tiny koala backpack in my closet if you want to see that to make you feel better.
No.
Okay. All right then.
I want to talk about the Australian bushfires.
I'm just trying to give you something positive.
You know, there's no positivity in this episode. it's not happening.
All right.
It burned 47 million acres and killed 34 people. It killed 34 people. Okay. Yeah. But more importantly, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle quit the royal family.
And then 34 people died. I'm kidding.
I mean,
no. I was going to put it on the same plane, but then that wouldn't make any sense. There's no way to.
And this, you know, this slipped by us a little bit, this next thing that happened. Like, it wasn't very well reported. I saw, like, news agencies all over the country weren't reporting on this. But there's this thing called COVID-19, and it's still going on, and it just, there was no news coverage on it.
At the time?
Ever.
When it first started?
There's never been.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
I see what's going on here.
Oh my goodness.
I thought you meant like early news coverage, because yeah, some people didn't really talk about it in the very beginning.
Oh,
like,
it definitely when it was wasn't happening. Taken seriously in the beginning.
Yeah, like I remember hearing a little bit in January, but like, yeah, it was so different.
Yeah, it was announced on January 9th. And mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of people have caught it and a lot of people have died from it. And that's sad. Let's move on.
Super big.
That's bummer. Still happening. We're not even past that one yet. That one's a continuing problem. Who knows?
Still a problem.
Vaccine is coming out and it's not killing people.
People are coincidentally dying in the study.
Two people.
That happens in all studies.
Only two people died in the study. And
there
it was
six,
not.
Actually.
Six people didn't die.
No, it was six, but two in the four in the placebo and then two in the experimental condition.
Six people died total, but two were
of
not.
Of like 45,000
right,
people.
But two were.
Two were in,
actually,
like, had the vaccine.
We're in the control group, or is it the test group? Where am
test
I?
Group.
Test group.
Test group.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? This was a very important moment in your life as well, and that was when Kobe Bryant died, the end of January, in that helicopter crash. Now, the thing mm-hmm. is that I'm not a sports fan by any stretch of the imagination. However, I do enjoy playing some sports video games on occasion. Mm-hmm. And usually when I start playing them, I play them for a while. And I always like playing the 2K basketball series. And I always wanted to be Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what stars were out there, I wanted to be Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
The end. Okay, so next.
He's not. His video game character is probably not dead.
First of all, that's insensitive, and you're canceled. This is like you've been canceled five times in this episode.
I'm sorry.
What
I'm
are we
saying
doing?
No, that you can grieve by still pretending you're him.
I didn't grieve. I don't grieve over death. Anyway.
Got it.
So, okay. We have February 5th, and we got the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Woo!
So, not kicked out of office, but impeached.
Which one is, what was that even over again? Like, what
I
was
will
the...
tell you right this very second.
Thank
it
you.
Was charges that he asked Ukraine to investigate former President Joe Biden and his son,
yeah.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Was ultimately acquitted by the Senate on February 5th, but he was still, he was not, he was impeached. Yeah, he
was
impeached.
Wasn't he withholding money that he had already owed Ukraine, kind of?
Man, I don't know.
It was more than just, hey, can you dig up some dirt? It
yeah.
was like, I refuse to help you unless you help me personally on this personal matter, which is unrelated to my politics and what my country needs, which
right.
is why it's so bad.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, one of the things is one reason people say he's fighting so hard to overturn this Joe Biden victory is because there's so many things that he can be brought up on charges for that if he's not president, then he doesn't get that immunity, and so he could be tried for them. But if he stayed president a second term, then the statute of limitations would run out. And
but then he would just do more bad shit the second time.
I think he's a great person. I don't know what you're talking about. So the other thing of note that was shortly after that was Parasite, the indie movie, swept the Oscars.
Woo!
That was pretty awesome.
This
I loved
was a big moment.
I love that it kicked a lot of like mainstream stuff out that wasn't really mm-hmm. up to par.
Yeah.
And
no, it's a good film.
You know, kind of paired with that, we have good old, wait, hold on. Let me go back. It doesn't even say how many awards. How many awards did they win?
Oh gosh, like a whole lot.
Like a whole lot is my favorite number.
I think
No.
the most accurate.
Don't play that. Don't play that. Don't play that.
What's happening?
My life is exploding.
Paris.
Shut up.
Ah, the computer's doing things.
Say words.
Wait, you're not going to edit this at all?
No, just keep talking.
Oh, God.
Well, I look for this number.
Yeah, I watched Parasite. It's a very good film. We were talking earlier. My favorite moment is when he has the two awards kissing each other, the director. And that's a great photo, and everyone should go look at it because it's entertaining. And He also made other movies, obviously, because he's a director, so he's worked on other things. So if you liked Parasite, you might like his other work, as long as you're okay with subtitles, which I love subtitles. I speak English, but no matter what, I still use subtitles just because I have trouble hearing. So, like, yeah, I don't mind them. Other people mind them. I like them.
Yeah.
Even in movies that are English that I understand.
It's subtitles. Oh, boy.
Subtitles for life.
I never watched the film. I'll be honest.
Shame. It's interesting. I would give it a watch.
That was too much time that I just spent looking for that because I'm not going to give a resolution to that.
Well, now we'll never know.
Unless I just type how many awards did Parasite win into Google.com. Remember when Google went down recently?
I think something's still off because I've had a whole bunch of Google Gmail accounts bounce back lately, like today and yesterday. So something is weird with Google, like Gmail accounts that do exist. It's like, this doesn't exist. I'm like, why is this bouncing back? Like, seriously? So something yesterday is also off. I'd be meaning to send I'm sure someone else sent like an IT ticket to them, but I would be like, hey, Google. Hey, Googs. What's up? Please work.
What's up, Googs? Yeah, I guess it won 4 Oscars.
There you go.
4. I wanted all it to be Oscars. A higher number, to be honest.
I mean, that's still a lot. And the director himself got 2. And that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. You know what? You know what else is pretty cool? The Harvey Weinstein verdict.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Disgraced Hollywood kingmaker convicted February 24th of raping an aspiring actress, sexually abusing.
Suck, sir.
Yeah. He seems, seems like a bad person to me. I don't know if that's a so controversial bad. Opinion or not.
Oh, no. I think it's pretty unanimous that Harvey Weinstein, whatever.
Weinstein.
Harvey whatever is the worst.
Harvey Weinstein. Let's just call him.
I don't have to pronounce his name right because he's a bad person.
I like it. I stop it. We had the stock market crash March 9th. Black Lives Matter protests with the George Floyd, the Breonna Taylor, all this stuff sparking these mostly, you know, there was a lot of peaceful protests, but there were some violent protests that definitely hurt the cause. And
yeah, you know, I think the thing to remember with some of those is that like not just Black Lives Matter protesters, but also the anti-Black Lives Matter people, you know,
people who are like all lives matter in response to it.
Yeah. Or like shit disturbers or just straight up anarchists who are just going to go out into a crowd and just cause a problem. Right. They also, people who just wanted to spray paint and like get involved, but didn't care what the thing was, were also actively doing things. So for example, Vancouver, we, and like Canada, it's like known that we riot after hockey games. There was a riot when the Vancouver Canucks, I think they lost both times. I don't think we ever won in the 90s. And then again in 2010 20
Canuckers.
Something. But yeah, those riots happened after a game, but a lot of the major players who were arrested, I actually at the Vancouver Canucks riot, where I was, you know, not a baby, was there behind a vehicle, and the people that owned this vehicle, it got flipped and lit on fire. They had driven it to that place with the intention of flipping it up and burning it. Like, they wanted to just do that. They were like anarchists who, like, a lot of them weren't even from Vancouver. They were intentionally going to destroy shit. So I think a lot of that was also happening in protests, like exaggerating what might have been peaceful with the protesters. There's also just other people there who weren't even there for the actual same reason.
Yeah. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Good segue. I like The First Noel.
Oh, that's a classic right there.
I can play it on the piano, but I don't have a piano here, or else I would.
I can play it on guitar. I do have a guitar, but I don't want to pick it up.
Also, Do You Hear What I Hear? Another good one.
Do you hear what I hear? No.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
and that one in The Grinch.
You know, every time you say a song name, it makes me want to sing it. And I'm like holding back. Like, I don't want to.
Slowly turn into a music podcast.
You're a mean one. That one's fun.
It's a good song. You're welcome.
And then when Jim Carrey did the movie and sang it too.
I like the Jim Carrey movie. Some people are like, no, the original is the best. But I really enjoy that version.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey is just funny.
Are you? We talked about your dating life a little bit last episode. Are you dating right now?
With COVID? Not yeah. especially a little bit, but not a lot.
A little bit. So you are just still doing like the date, one date here, two dates here, one date, two date, three date, four. But you don't ever get to the third date, I think is what you said.
Sure. Usually that's a tricky thing. I just live the Dr. Seuss book in my dating life.
One date, two date.
Right, three date.
Four. You're supposed to have sex on the fourth date, I think.
It's been a hot minute since I read One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Is it supposed to be the third date or the fourth date that you're supposed to put out?
Like, I don't think there's a rule for that. No,
there is. There's like on. It's like a thing. It's a thing. It's
now
not,
you're canceled.
It's not a rule. It's a thing that people say, oh, third date you're supposed to put out.
Oh, maybe that's why I just disappear immediately.
That's why you never get to the third date. Like, I don't want them to discover that I'm actually an alien and don't have genitals.
I'm a lizard person, actually.
What's the last date you went on?
It's been a couple weeks. I went
couple weeks.
Yeah, I've been going on a couple dates with someone I met on a film set, but
someone on the film set. Are they hunky? Are they a sound guy like The Office with Jim and Pam?
He's not a sound guy.
No, I'm just what? Asking. No,
Jim
not,
is
not
a
Jim.
Salesman.
Remember towards the ending seasons when that sound guy like saves Pam from the guy who's going to beat her up? Because Jim's in Philadelphia.
Oh, I forget the details. It's been a while since I watched The Office, but there's I believe you. Guy.
Is it
but
a
no, I'm not
sound
dating
guy?
A sound guy.
What does he do?
He works in film. He just does film things.
You're withholding information, and I don't appreciate it.
This is just a person that I've gone on some dates with.
Is the Truth Serum podcast. I don't know if you know. We rebranded.
Oh.
In the last 52 minutes, we have rebranded to the Truth Serum podcast.
So you completely renamed the show.
Yes, but only until you answer the correct
question. So am I the host now? Does that mean I'm in charge? If you can
no,
just decide.
Because I am the truth serum that gets you to say
no, but if you
things.
Can just rename the podcast and we can just change things on a whim.
I mean,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
But this is my podcast.
Okay.
Welcome to Victoria's podcast. Today we're going to talk about my jar of pens.
yeah. Let's talk about your pens. What do you want to talk about your pens?
My microphone stand broke, and so I put my microphone in a jar of pens to make it work.
Sounds like you need a more solid microphone stand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What kind of mic do you have? Everyone's dying to know.
Oh my goodness, guys. Welcome to my show again that I am in charge of.
Yeah,
that I will be doing all the hard work on.
Go ahead. I'll send this to you to edit afterwards. Don't worry.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Do you even know?
No, I do. I'm just trying to remember what the letter it's on there. I thought it's the Samson QDU microphone. I got it. It's like a podcasting one that you can get in like a little small bundle on like Amazon or something. I got it. It's my first mic in for my podcasting class at university. And I was like, well, I'm not buying a textbook, so I might as well buy like an $80 microphone. This is what I'm going to do. $80
microphone. That's what I'm talking about right there.
It's actually really good. I really like it. It was a good price. I have another one, but it's like $50, and it's not as nice. As good.
Yeah, I upgraded microphones when I got the Rodecaster Pro. Don't know if I've ever told you about it, but I got a bundle too. So that I can
bundles are
a
way to go.
Thing. It really is, you know. So we were talking about cups and pens, I think.
That
host
was,
of the show.
This is a pink pen. This is a sparkly green pen. This is a highlighter. This is an orange pen.
You know what I used
I
to do?
I think this one's dead.
What I used to do to my co-host is I would just shut my mic off and tell them they had to talk by themselves. And I just wouldn't turn it back on for like 5 minutes.
That's so mean. This is a UBC Creative Writing pen.
Hey, I like that. I have a pen that says something on it.
When I graduated, I've ruined your show. Now we're talking about pens.
No, I love
it.
I
will find interesting things to talk about in the most boring scenarios.
This says
it's like the same pen.
Massey and Associates.
Yours is clear though. Mine's not. Your plastic is different than my plastic.
Injury attorneys.
Ooh.
I have this pen because I went and did a focus group for some extra dough.
Ooh, I did in university. I was in psychology and creative writing are my majors. And for the psychology part, what's the word for the stock images? Yeah, stock images. That's the word.
Yep. Sounds right.
And I always do this. I volunteered to be like a stock image model for the UBC psych department.
Yeah.
And so there's probably pictures of me on their website just like holding a textbook being like generic white person model. It was really fun.
Were you surprised at how much I knew about you in the interview?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Only, I mean, there's a lot of me out there.
Because so there was some stuff that surprised. I doubt that you thought I was going to find like the university like blurbs about you, like your little profile on the university.
The UBC alumni thing?
Yeah. Like when I said at one you were talking about, I intentionally asked you if it was hard to make friends. I knew the answer already, obviously.
I knew that you knew.
I intentionally asked you so that I could bring up that professor to surprise you with. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this professor that you shouted out. And you gave me like nothing. You gave me like no reaction for knowing that. And I was
assumed
very
you'd read the article and you were just being all like hunky dory.
Why? Why do you have to assume that? Why couldn't you be shocked like the author was when I brought up the book she was working on that she hadn't told anyone about?
Fair. I guess I put a lot of myself on the internet. So when people know things about me, I'm just like, yeah, that checks out.
Mm. Well, that's not fun for me. Like, okay. I'm into like things that are fun for me, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so shocked. Wait, do it again. OMG, how did you know that professor? Did you go to UBC? What?
Shout out to, wait, what's it? I probably have, I probably actually have the notes. Hold on.
She's a psychologist. She's great. I think she just finished her PhD, actually, like a couple years ago.
I have the initial notes.
You're getting up from the other episode. This is a new episode. We need new topics like pens and how shitty this world has been.
There's only two topics left. That's why I'm kind of stretching and being weird.
Oh, I see. Was there anything else that we were talking about? I don't know. I got distracted.
Yeah, there's still more. There's a couple more things that this website talks about.
I see.
The next thing is the rumors that Kim Jong-un died.
Oh, or like, oh no, that was a different. Was it, which country has like the dead dictator, like for sure?
Lillian May. What's her name? That's not.
I literally said that a little while ago.
Did you?
I did. I think you were busy looking for it. It's fine.
Well, that's rude of me. That sounded like I was accusing you.
It's fine.
He worked as a bartender, receptionist, and a 911 operator. There was something else in there too.
Probably. I've done a lot of jobs: barista, film work.
I wrote down "follow your whims" writer. As a quote of yours.
Follow your whims.
Didn't bring that up.
How dare you?
Oh, but something I found of you was your slam poetry on YouTube.
Oh, yes. That is more. And I do know it's out there. So, like, it does pop into my life.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. I still get recognized. I've talked about this before on other shows. Yeah. It's, like, weird because I'm not a big deal, but I used to perform quite a lot. And so I was, like, not a celebrity. I jokingly say I'm a celebrity, but... I had a couple awkward encounters.
What would you think about if during the first interview, when I was like interviewing you, as it were, and I just started playing those clips to you, those poetry slam clips?
I would be a little bit upset, but I would get over it and I'd be like, oh God. Some of them are very awkward. I don't like watching them.
Oh, fun fact. Oh, the fun fact. I loved the fun fact. If you quote tweet or quote search your name, then you find porn titles.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
That was great. It was wonderful. I
had no idea about that.
Segue into your dating life with that one. All right. Let's stop reading what is already available.
The things we talked about last time.
It's like, hey, do you want to rediscover these topics that we talked about already? Anyway, so we have... Kim Jong-un, North Korean supreme leader, fueled speculation that he was either gravely ill or dead after he missed events commemorating his grandfather on April 15th. He reemerged 20 days later in photos released by state media at a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he wasn't dead, right?
I don't know if that ever resolved, to be honest, or people just didn't care.
We still don't know.
We don't. It's a mystery. Just like we don't really know if this is real life or not.
Mm-hmm. So, or just fantasy.
The next thing is Joe Biden becoming the Democratic nominee. That's the last thing on the list. So this is a little outdated, you see, because
Joe Biden, is missing a couple things.
Yeah, Joe Biden kind of won the presidency.
Kind of won.
Kind of. A little bit. Kinda. Do you want to know what's happening in my life?
Tell us about your life.
Look, so I made the dean's list this semester. That's what I have to say. Yeah.
Congrats. Thank Good you. Job.
I'm very proud. All A's.
Did you get money for being smart?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
You certainly don't. I applied to transfer to the university in the fall of next year. So, working on that. And don't yawn. Don't yawn. Don't yawn when I'm telling you about my life. I didn't yawn when you were telling me.
I just need more oxygen. That's how yawning works.
So, anyway, it has been an hour, and I think that's more than enough. This has been
the Christmas special.
This has,
did we do it?
The Christmas spectacular. We did it. Okay.
This has been
Am I Canceled? I'm Edward.
I'm Victoria, or Tori.
Something like that. Or your middle name. What's your middle name?
Angeline.
Or Angeline at some point in the future.
Who knows?
And we will both... I will see you next time. Goodbye!
Well, that was an awful show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to find out if we're canceled. Until then, this has been Am I Canceled?